Hi friends, it's Lisa here. I'm with my dear friend Leah, and we're going to do another podcast recording for our friends that listen to Lighten Up Sweet Pea. And so we wanted to welcome you here today. It's an unusual circumstance. We wanted to get with you guys and talk with you about what's going on with the coronavirus that's kind of taken over everything in our world. And so there's going to be some levity, because there's never a time Leah and I get together and don't have levity. But it's also going to be obviously a very serious topic. So we just wanted to share our hearts with you about this. So Leah, why don't you say hey and take it from there right now.
Hey everybody, we hope you're doing well. I'm sure if you're like us, you've been watching the TV closely and you've made some big changes in your life with your family. Maybe kids are off at school or back at school, or probably at home. You might be doing some homeschooling or not getting to go taking the kids to the park, or just some everyday luxuries, truly luxuries, right, Lisa, that we kind of took advantage of. And there's some major, major changes. And so Lisa just reached out to me this week and said, we need to get an episode together to just really encourage you guys. So that's what really today is all about, this episode. And so we definitely want to do that. I was telling Lisa the other day, I noticed that I've been trying to go about life as normal as possible based on the circumstances, but I find myself waking up in the middle of the night or even the first thing in the morning where my immediate thoughts were directed to the coronavirus. It's like all of a sudden I was awake and those were the first thoughts on my mind. And I had mentioned to her that as those thoughts would come, it didn't take very long, like literally seconds, and I would start to feel this anxiousness grabbing a hold of me. And I would immediately think of a scripture verse or even, you know, rolled one over in my mind just to combat that, right? Because it can go quickly as far as our thoughts, as a, you know, like a runaway train.
Yeah.
We entertain those thoughts.
And then we begin to believe all the things that we're hearing Satan whisper to us, like, this is such a despairing time and there's no hope. And, you know, our world is in so much trouble, and everything negative that you could possibly think of, then you're totally believing it. Yeah. And that's just how our brains work. And Satan knows that. And so he is wanting to mess with us. And so something that really has really blown my mind is just how quickly our whole world kind of got out of control as far as fear is concerned. I mean, the whole toilet paper thing, you know, people are putting funny little pictures on Facebook and all that stuff, on social media. But the reality is, when you go to the store and there's no milk, there's no eggs, and there's no bread, no water, and no toilet paper, you're like, what in the world? Mm-hmm. And it's like this just fear just overtook our whole nation, and it's just mind-boggling. And so, like Leah said, one of the main reasons that, yeah, we did want to get on here and talk about this, and I hesitated, to be honest with you, Leah, because I'm kind of sick of hearing about it to a degree. I think that's part of why we can get it's so much in our head too, when we don't even want to think about it, is because it's everywhere. Right. It's like, you ever ordered a pizza from Domino's? You got an email telling them, this is how we're going to handle it.
Yeah.
You bought something from Kohl's, they're going to email you and tell you, this is how we're handling it. And in the same token that I appreciate all that, it can be overwhelming. It's like everybody is wanting to tell you how they're going to handle it. So it's like, that's all you're hearing about.
Well, and not only that, is that although a lot of things are closing, like schools are closing and restaurants are closing and stores are closing, something that's not closing is social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, social media is like exploding probably more than ever. Mm-hmm. So I almost feel like we have to monitor ourselves with that
we do.
Also.
Yeah, we do. We do, big time. Matter of fact, the other day, I felt like the Lord said to me, don't even get on there. You can post a scripture verse, like you like to do, if I, you know, give you one to put on there, but otherwise don't even go on there.
Yeah.
Because you could just see several happy things, but then see one or two things, and you're like, oh, crud. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just our minds just automatically just go to worry mode, and that is not God mode at all. And so I did want us to talk about, number one, some different perspectives to take on maybe what God is up to. I'd be the first one to say I have no idea, but I know him and I know his character, and so I have to stand on that and I trust him. And every time he's ever done anything, good's always come from it.
Yep.
And so, and guys, this is getting into a really deep subject here that maybe Lee and I can talk about at another time, but when bad things happen, it's gone through the hand of God because he's a sovereign God. So although God did not, to my knowledge, make this virus, because God's a good God and he does not want to harm us, he allowed it to come because he's sovereign.
That's right. Which is, it's really, that's a really hard thing to
swallow.
That's
what I'm saying. It's, yeah. It's, you know, the goodness of God with a child being mistreated, the goodness of God with a wife being mistreated and divorced by her husband who pledged to be with her forever, the goodness of God with a child getting cancer, or anybody getting cancer.
Yeah.
These are weighty topics.
Yeah.
And I really don't want us to go into that today. We can certainly, you know, talk about that at another time. But along those lines, I want to say a verse, if I could, real quick, Leah, that the Lord gave me the other day. And it's in one of the things that I do for a quiet time sometimes, and where you can just print out the scripture that you're going to just write out. And I'm pretty sure this is something I found, and it was from years ago. But God knew years ago that I was going to be doing it at this time, and that this was what I was going to need to read at this day. Okay, it's from Hosea 6, 1 through 2. This is the New Living Translation version. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces. Now he will heal us. He has injured us. Now he will bandage our wounds. In just a short time, he will restore us so that we may live in his presence.
That's good.
I don't understand sometimes why God, as this verse clearly says, will tear us to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But he sees the big picture. I'm not God, he is. And something else I want to share real quick, and then I want to get to this great thought process that you've written down that I definitely want you to share with these girls today, is Tim and I, my husband, we were talking about it the other day, and he was talking about how this was almost like a modern day Tower of Babel. In that the Tower of Babel story, if you're not familiar, ladies, you can find it in Genesis 11. And basically, the whole world was just getting too big for their pants. And they were doing exactly what God had told them not to do. He had said, this was after he had created the world afresh with Noah and his sons. And they had multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. And he had said, go and spread out. But they decided they really liked themselves and they really wanted to be together. And so the short version is that they decided they were going to make a tower, and they were just going to just reach up to the sky, and not to necessarily go, hey, God, we want to be with you. So we've made this tower. It was more like, hey, God, look, we're like you. And we don't really need you anymore. We're doing things our way. You said do this, but we're going to do this. And so my husband was just explaining that there's the part in the scripture that talks about how God says, and I love it's one of the places, I think it's, let's see. Oh, it's verse 7. It says, come, let us go down there and confuse their language. And that's how God had used the way that he disrupted their plans. But I love it. It's one of the places where God's talking to the other people in the Trinity. And I love it when he does that. Come, let's go down there. They're messing this whole thing up. We got to get down there. And so that's what he did. And so Tim was saying, the Tower of Tower of Babel was disruptive. And this is like a modern day disruption. It's like we had all of our plans. Everything's going honky-dory as far as we're concerned. And God said, no, I'm going to cause a big disruption. And he was sharing with our kids. We did a family video thing last night, which went in itself was just really cool. But he was sharing that in this day of influence, Leah, there's nobody in religion, government, politics, I say government, politics, in the movie industry or in the sports industry globally that could get the whole world to stop doing their plans like this has. Yeah. And so, y'all, I feel like we just have to look at it from this perspective. God is good. We can trust him. This has not taken him by surprise. Matter of fact, our little mustard seed of faith can grow bigger and bigger during this time. And that's an awesome thing.
Yeah, it really is.
And we have to look at it from that perspective. So that's going to be a good way for us to look at all of this, to totally change from going from anxiety and fear to looking at God, and that God is doing a new thing and that we can trust in him. And like I said earlier, you have come up with several things that I just think are precious, and along the lines of like a medicine, taking a daily medicine. And I want you to share those because they're just so good. And girls, I want you to hear this.
Yeah, I would love to share that. Just something that you mentioned at the very end, that God was up to something good. And last week, you know, you and I were part of a group email. And my response was something that I had been praying, and I kept asking the Lord, Lord, bring a harvest. Let the gospel spread like wildfire, even faster. Let it spread twice as fast than the coronavirus is spreading, because all we're hearing about are the numbers and numbers and numbers and how it's spreading. And so I was asking him that, and something that I wrote in that group email was something that I had been praying all last week, and that would be that God, for every person that got the virus, that he would do a sevenfold harvest of salvations. Mm. I mean, that's what I was believing, because that word seven means complete, or I don't know if it means perfection, but it means complete. And so I've been asking him that, and I really believe that that is happening.
Yeah, I do
even
too.
Though we cannot see it in other countries, I believe people are getting to the end of themselves, and they're realizing that the conveniences that they had and who they thought they were and what they have is being changed in a second.
Yep.
And so to me, it's forcing them to go down on their knees, whether they're physically doing it or emotionally doing it. And in a sense, a surrender. Like I'm praying that people are surrendering in their hearts to the Lord. But in all of this, what was going on, and you had a picture of it yourself, and you said how we were on the same wavelength, because the other day, it's been so rainy here lately, and just, we get one day of sunshine, 3 days of rain, and I had pulled out of the car and just have been home all day, and I started thinking about just friends and family members, and I looked up, and for the first time, I noticed that all the trees that were lined on my street were cherry blossoms. And I could see the pink little blossoms that were budding. Mm-hmm. And it just all of a sudden reminded me that the flowers are still blooming. Mm-hmm. The coronavirus doesn't have the flowers upset. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the birds upset. The birds are still singing.
And they are sweetly singing right now.
The sun is still shining. Mm-hmm. The clouds are still in the sky. Mm-hmm. You know, nature is still bursting forth with the next season that's coming, the spring season. And I thought, even in the midst of what's going on, how can I transition my heart? And we talked about this too, about not ignoring what the government has told us, to take it serious and to follow the rules and do all the hand washing and the social distancing. If you guys could see us sitting here, we're definitely six feet apart.
If I even clear my throat, Leah goes, Lisa! Now, we are social distancing, I promise.
Yes, definitely. But in the same time, taking heed to all those things, but yet having an inner hope to know, like you said, that God is up to something good, even though we cannot see it. He's still working. He's still moving. He's still pressing forward. And at the beginning of 2020, we didn't know that this was going to happen, but God did.
Yes, he did.
And his plans are already set in place.
And his plans are always good and perfect. And we don't always, even in the midst of it, see that. And but we again, we have to go back to trust his character. His character is always good. And his past history record is always good. Yeah. Because if you look and see anything he's done, it's always come out good. There's never a time where you've gone, oh yeah, that wasn't so good. That wasn't a bright, shining moment on God. There's nothing like that in his record, Leah. And talking about the sevenfold, before we started recording, we were talking about the online church. And you and I both, we're just being real here. We both of us are in our spouses. We're still trying to find where God wants us to be. And of course, you know, I've moved back and forth different states, and it's just hard. It's just hard to figure out where you're supposed to be. And because my husband works a lot of times we'll just end up being home. And I'm so thankful for online church. We have some of our favorite preachers, and well, right now, because everybody's doing church, and because there is this crazy thing that's going on in our not just our country, our world, people are seeking like never before. And like I said before we were recording, I don't know what the exact number is, but I was sharing with Leah that I read an article where the number of viewers for online preaching the last 2 weeks has been astronomical, mm-hmm. and the decisions for Christ that have followed. I don't remember the exact numbers, but Greg Laurie in particular was blown away by the number of decisions that people had made for Christ. Guys, God is moving, mm-hmm. and just because we can't see it doesn't mean it's not true.
Yeah.
We can't see the coronavirus, but we know it's true because they're telling us and we're seeing the effects of it. And it's the same way with the breath of God. He's moving. And we've got to open our spiritual eyes to see the effects of it.
That's right. That's right. That is so good. That's so good. So when, you know, there's been so much talk about this vaccine and to hurry up and come up with a vaccine. So one morning I was having my quiet time and I was like, so Lord, what does that look like? Obviously there is no vaccine that we can get. And I thought about how a parent takes a child. Not every parent, but most parents take their children when their babies are young, mm-hmm. and they go and get those vaccines. Mm-hmm. And when the child gets the vaccine, all the child feels is pain. And I've heard this through, it was just from, I was remembering about it, but I heard it from one of J.D. Greer's messages. And he talked about how he was holding his daughter, and the doctor was giving the daughter a vaccine, and she was screaming, crying, looking at her daddy going, why are you doing this to me? Yeah. Why? This hurts so bad. And he just felt like his heart was being ripped out. Now I'm paraphrasing, but he realized that the temporary pain was going to have an overall good. And we as a world are experiencing a sense of pain. And as Christians, we're looking to our Heavenly Father and saying, why are you allowing this pain? Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Lord is, in a sense, saying, you have to trust me because this temporary, I am doing good mm-hmm. out of this temporary mm-hmm. pain. Mm-hmm. So when I was thinking about the vaccines, I was like, Lord, there is no vaccine yet. You know, what can we do? What can I do spiritually to gird myself up? In a sense, as a spiritual vaccine mm-hmm. or an injection. Mm-hmm. And three things came to mind. The first one was faith. The second one was focus. And the third one was fruit of the Spirit. And so I just quickly, as I was thinking through this, I jotted down three scripture verses for each. And Lisa, I think we should read these.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you've got the mm-hmm. notes too. Mm-hmm. Why don't you take faith? I mean, I think the first thing was that we have to exercise our faith. It's something that has to be intentional. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we just lay around and wait for it to jump on us, right?
Right.
It's like a muscle that needs to be exercised.
Yeah.
So faith is the first thing.
Yeah, and one of my favorite verses is faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And we've talked before on podcast about the passion we have for the Word of God. And girls, the Word of God does not get in you just because you have a Bible sitting on your bedside table. I remember one time my oldest daughter, Amber, said to me, "Mom, you know, just because you pin different exercises doesn't mean that's like exercising." I was like, "Shut up." But anyway, it's the same thing with the Bible. You know, we've got to open it. God's word is speaking, and he's always, always speaking. Yeah. And we've got to listen. And so we've got to listen to the word of God. The other one is faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Yeah. And that was Hebrews 11:1. The first one I said was Romans 10:17. I can't remember if I said that or not. Sorry. And this Hebrews 11:1, it goes along with what we just said. You know, our faith, our confidence, our faith in God and his character. We can know without a shadow of a doubt that he's in control and he's good and that he will work all things together for our good.
Yeah.
That is faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one was trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5-6. And that's such a good one because we are such a learned world. We want to understand everything. And your constant thirst for knowledge, guys, in whatever it is, whether it's scripture or how to do this or how to make this or whatever, that's from God. He is a creating God. And so we have this desire to understand things. Well, guess what? Top scientists are baffled by this whole thing. And so we have to lean not on our understanding. We can't lean on our government's understanding. We have to lean into God's understanding, lean on him. And I say that about the government because a lot of times we put all our hopes in the government. And then when the government fails us, or all our hopes in this person, or all our hopes in this program, and then when they fail us, we're left empty-handed and we fall. And so I totally agree with you. We've got to do what the government has told us to do. And a side note, can we just please pray for our president? This is not political. You know what, we need to pray for our president, and we need to pray for all of these scientists and these doctors. And we can get to more of that in a minute, but man, we need to do what they say and not complain about it, and we need to pray for them.
Yeah, pray for wisdom, the CDC, and all those.
All of them.
I was watching a new newscast yesterday, and the head doctor, the elderly woman, she was on there. She looked so beautiful, but I've watched over the days, and I told Keith yesterday, I said, she looks exhausted.
Yeah, see?
You know these, and the healthcare providers, the emergency responders, like all of these people. I had my neighbor text me earlier today, and she's like, now that I'm not working right now, she said, I feel like I want to reach out and help people. Like, what should I do? And I said, send an encouraging note, you know, offer to help with food or whatever. There's so many things that we can do, but praying is something that is even more powerful.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't do the other things, but at the least, you're right. Let's pray.
Yeah.
Let's definitely pray.
And we can get to that, what we can do in a minute, but I definitely wanted to. I had mentioned government, so I didn't want to sound like a government conspiracist. But so we need to do what the government says, but we can't lean on what and put our trust in everything. We need to put our trust in and lean into God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our faith in him and our faith again in his character.
Right.
And we learn about his character when we study his word. They all go together.
Yeah. Well, so. And I just want to clarify in case anybody's listening going, what do you mean listen to the government? So I'm thinking that what you're saying is like these restrictions that they've put up as far as don't go out and spend a bunch of time with people and like those type of guardrails that they're putting up. Those are the ones that we really need to
Definitely. We have, matter of fact, if you're a Christ follower and you're not obeying the government, you're sinning right there because Paul talks about that. We are under the Roman rule. We are under our government officials, and we as Christ followers need to do that. No, I'm saying we definitely need to do that, not only because it's what they're telling us to do, but it's for our own good.
Yeah.
Okay? Because there is so much unknown. What I'm saying is not lean on their understanding is don't get frustrated and put all your hope in what they're going to say. what's the next news conference going to say? Why didn't Trump know more? Who's doing this? Don't do that. You're just going to get frustrated. They're frustrated. That's where we need to pray for them.
Right. That's right.
Our hope has got to be in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. So that's like the first type of, I say antiviral injection.
Yeah, I think that's injection. I said infection. Yeah.
Spiritual, though. And then the second one is focus. Mm-hmm. That was the second one that came to me. And so I thought of Isaiah 26:3-4, which is one of my favorite verses. It says, "And you will keep," meaning the Lord will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, or the word steady, because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is our rock eternal. Mm. And I thought that is so true. Like, if we want peace in the midst of this circumstance, we need to have our mind anchored on the Lord and the goodness of the Lord. We have to stay focused on that. Because we've already talked about how easily we can be swayed in our thoughts. Another one is Philippians 4:8. It says, "Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is anything excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." So when we find ourselves mentally going on that rabbit trail where we're going into a hole, we need to exercise shifting. What is something positive that I can think about? What is something good going on, like you said, in the midst of it? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be these big, grand things. They could be small things. Yes. It could be the fact that your kids are home and maybe you're having more wonderful conversations with them. Mm-hmm. And you're not so stressed out because you're waking up at 7 o'clock in the morning to get everybody off to the daycare and you off to work and the kids off to school. Really be intentional about maybe even writing down some things that you're grateful for. We've talked about that, a grateful journal.
Yeah, I really like that.
And then the third verse is in 2 Chronicles 20:12. And this is when King Jehoshaphat found out that the Moabites and the Amorites were coming against him. And he just calls upon the Lord and he declares a fast for the people. And he says in verse 12, he says, "Lord, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you."
I love that verse.
I do too. Because here he was just so intentional. And I think about last week how President Trump declared a day of prayer.
Yeah.
And how it really was trying to shift the whole country to be mindful, to really pray and seek God's guidance and ask for deliverance. I mean, I thought that was a huge thing. Really big.
Yep.
So why don't you share, are you thinking about something else?
Yeah, along those lines, I was just thinking about the verse in Romans, and it's not coming to me, but when we don't know what to say, the Spirit intercedes on our behalf.
Yeah.
And as soon as you read that verse in Chronicles, I thought of that. We are baffled. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to say. So we can let the Spirit just be in His presence. Just put on worship music and just worship Him. And just say, "God, I believe You. I trust in You. Help me to live like that today. Help me to take my thoughts captive if I get anxious about things. You know, help me to get on in front of that."
Yeah.
And not be anxious.
Right. That's really good, Lisa. That's really good. Okay, why don't you take the last one?
Okay, the last injection is a good old dose of the fruit of the Spirit.
That's right. That's right.
So the fruit of the Spirit is in Galatians 5. And it's 22 and 23. "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control."
That's right.
And girl, we ain't seen a lot of self-control with these people going out toilet paper shopping. I'm like, what in the world?
I know.
Talk about no self-control.
I went to Costco the other morning. This was Sunday. I went to Costco, and I haven't bought toilet paper since this whole thing started. And I went to the back of the store because I knew where it was. And I'm having a conversation with the Lord the whole time. And I'm like, "Lord, if somebody else needs toilet paper more than me, I'll be okay with there being no toilet paper. But I'm just going to ask. I'm just going to ask if I can if I can get some toilet paper, because I am really low. And I haven't bought any." So I went to the end of the aisle. And as I turned the corner, I saw a guy standing there. And everything looked empty. Like, they had cases of water. And then they had this huge like bin area, and it was empty. And I thought he was standing there just telling people, waving no. So as I got closer, he was literally handing out one huge pack of toilet paper to everybody. And I looked down, and he had like maybe 5 bundles in all. That was it. And he gave me one, and he smiled, and I was like, thank you so much. Well, I turned around, and there was a sea of people, carts coming towards me. And literally, by the time I could even text Keith and say, I got toilet paper, I could hear him in the background saying, I'm sorry, I'm out, I'm sorry, I'm out. Well, I went straight to the checkout because I didn't need anything else. I just needed toilet paper and water. And I came home and I told Keith, you would have thought I was walking down Costco with a celebrity. Everybody was looking at my cart, looking at the toilet paper, going, where'd you get the toilet paper? And they were saying, oh, you got toilet paper, huh? I thought, this is nuts. This is just crazy. It's bizarre. It is. It's so bizarre.
It's like you won the lottery. Yes, I've got toilet paper. Woo!
Oh my gosh. I don't know how we got on that from the
because of the spirit. Lack of the self-control. That's what it is. But you talk about, well, and this is a good thing, though. This goes back to the focus, the faith, and the fruit of the Spirit. A way that we can be a light in the world, as I was sharing with you, people are out there, out and about, trying to find supplies. And one day last week, I went to Publix. I didn't have anything. And I was in the line, and this lady looked at me, and she goes, this is crazy. This is crazy. And I said, yeah. I said, I mean, it is. I said, I've never seen anything like it. And she said, this is just nonsense. And I sensed like a real baffled anxiousness in her. And I said, yeah, I mean, but, you know, we just got to keep on keeping on. We got to keep our eyes on God and just do what we can do, you know? It's all going to work out.
Yeah.
And then I just went on my little merry way.
Yeah, you planted a seed, though, in the midst of it.
But two things. One is I planted a seed, but more than that, I didn't join in with the grumbling.
Right.
And so we need to use our fruit of the Spirit to be a light, mm-hmm. to be love.
Yeah.
You know, don't be negative Nelly out there with everybody else that's grumbling about it. If it's something you see on social media, you know, don't respond. If you're going to respond with something positive.
Yeah,
be a light.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's really, really good.
And then this is a along the lines of hope. This is the last one was Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I love that because, I mean, we need hope mm-hmm. and we need to be a people of hope, and we can only do it through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's right. And something else, too, that when, as I read this verse, it just reminds me that God is the source of hope.
Yeah.
He's the source of joy. He's the source of peace. And we can try to go to earthly things or people or entertainment or whatever it is, especially right now, grasping for other things, but nothing is going to sustain us the way God will. And that fruit of the Spirit, it's not something that we can squeeze out of us. It happens as an overflow when we spend time with the mm-hmm. Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have any extra time on our hands right now with whatever that looks like, that's something that we really, I think, is going to help us so much.
Oh, I think so too. And I want to talk about that real quick, Leah, because people have been so good about whether it's your gym membership people. A lot of them are sending in-home things, mm-hmm. videos you can do. A lot of Christian organizations are sending out things, and you know, I'm looking at all that stuff too. A lot of stuff, it's all free. And one of the things that I loved, and I want to give it credit. So I'm looking it up real quick. I should have had it written down. Sorry. But it is a resource guide for COVID-19, and it's from a ministry that I follow. And of course, now I can't find where I had it written down. I'm sorry, guys. But anyway, basically, I'll find it in just a second. Basically, it is scriptures to study for meditate on and pray, and then different prayer prompts, and like peace, comfort, a lot of the same things that Lee and I've talked about. And then praying for your president, praying for your leadership, praying for your children and all those things. And then specifically different things you can do. Of course, prayer is the first thing, but also some other stuff that we talked about. Being a hands-on person, go to the store for somebody, babysit their children. And this was the Daily Grace Company at is the Daily Grace dailygraceco.com. The dailygraceco.com.
That's really good.
I'm okay. Check that out. And it's free. Mm-hmm. And you can order it, and then it's zero. It's in your card, it's zero, and then you can download it and it's free. And the other thing that I liked too was prayer cards, free printable prayer cards from Crossway. Is another ministry, and it's encouragement, find encouragement in these printable verse cards from the English Standard Version, and it's completely free, and they're beautiful, yeah. And you can go and print those out and then read them out loud, because like I said, sometimes we don't know what to say.
Yeah, or we don't even know how to get started. I love these because it gives you a guide in your prayers, and then you... As you're praying, you can add your own personal, but it gives you a step-by-step.
Yeah,
that's
so
a great idea.
Along those lines, I guess I just want to close up our time together by just encouraging you, ladies, especially those of you that are at home with your kids, and this is not the norm.
Yeah.
They go to school and you work outside the home and you're stressed about that, or maybe you're not able to work right now because your job closed down, and so you're stressed about the financial aspect of that, or it might be something as simple, but it's big to you, so it's big to God, that you are an at-home mom and you're used to your kids being gone, or at least not all of them being home, and now you're having to homeschool them, and you don't feel like you're equipped to handle that, even though I know that they're giving, you know, you the guidelines and telling you what to do and all that stuff online, but still, you feel very overwhelmed. You looked forward to them leaving in the morning, you know, and you feel very overwhelmed, and on top of that, you feel guilty because you feel bad about it. I just want to speak to you for a minute and just tell you, can you just let yourself off the hook? Can you just say, this is a hard time, and it's okay to feel flustered. It's okay to feel frustrated. I've mentioned it before in podcasts that right now Tim and I are living in a one-bedroom apartment, and it's perfect for us right now because he travels through the weekday. Well, he's not traveling right now.
Yeah.
And that means that's a little space for two people. And I mean, I adore him, Leah, but like I've gone, you know, I've lost it a couple times, you know, nobody else would know it, you know, cause it's an internal meltdown,
sure,
but God knows it. And I don't like feeling that way.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, Satan makes us feel guilty because people are dying or they're really sick or some really big things are happening. And I'm over here having a pity party because I'm having to share my apartment. So ladies, can we just be real with each other and just forgive our frailty? We're broken. We need the Lord. We make mistakes. We mess up. You might have a quiet time and it's a really good one. Or you might even be listening to this podcast and it really encourages you. And you are so encouraged and filled with the Lord. And then 2 hours later, you lose it. You know, because somebody literally spilt their milk, you know, and it was like the third time that day they spilt it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Can we just talk to that for a second and just tell them it's okay?
That's really good, Lisa. Yeah, because with closed quarters, we're going to be on edge, mm-hmm. like you said, and our schedules are changed. And you're right, extend ourselves some grace.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, extend ourselves some grace. So be a light out there. Be a light in your home. you know, these little children that are going through this, I know one of my grandkids struggles with anxiety, mm-hmm. and I know that, you know, this is a hard time.
Yeah.
And more children, they say, are struggling with anxiety nowadays. It's just a product of our world, and it's just mind-blowing because that's not how it was when you and I were kids. So can we just be a light? Can we love each other? Can we be a light to the lost? Can we be a light to those in our home? Can we let the light of Jesus reflect to ourselves and forgive ourselves? Can we encourage each other on social media? Can we take our thoughts captive and remind ourselves to keep our eyes on God? I don't know.
That's good. Why don't you close us in prayer, Lisa?
Okay. All right, Lord, I just thank you for being a God that loves us so much that even when we really don't even know what to pray, Lord Jesus, you give us the words. And Lord, I just thank you that you are doing a new thing. We like to use that verse for a new fun thing or a new time of year or a new season. But Lord, I'm going to use that verse for now because, God, we do trust in your goodness and your grace to us. Your kindness leads us to repentance, Lord. And so we have no idea how very kind you've been to us, giving us mercy. And sometimes all we see is the bad, and we have no idea what you have been saving us from. So, Lord, we just say now that we trust you. We love you. We trust in your goodness. We trust in your character. Your record is only good, God. There is nothing bad on your record, Lord, and we trust you. And when we struggle, forgive us and increase our faith. And Lord, I want to say that we want to keep our focus on you. Help us to strengthen our faith. Help us to keep our focus on you. And help us to be women that have an abundance of the fruit of the Spirit in us so we can be a light to those around us. We can give hope because we know the God of hope. We can be a light because we know the God that is the light. And we can pray for our leaders and our world inhabitants that are sick. And we can pray for protection. And we can pray, God, that you would just use this to bring us closer to you. Lord, we do claim what Leah said, and that is that, you know, that you would do a great and mighty thing with this for every one person that gets sick, that you would take it and just be sevenfold with a person coming to know you and healing. God, we are so consumed with sickness, physical sickness, Lord, but we have people that are spiritually dying all around us all the time, God. Break our hearts for what breaks yours, Lord. Change us from the inside out to be more and more like you. Get us in the Word. Help us to seek after your face like never before, Lord Jesus. But most of all, Lord, help us to love you more and rest in you more. Help us to just be your girls, Lord, and just know, hey, I know my dad, he's got this. He's a good, good father, Lord. And we just trust you and we love you. Thank you, God. In your name I pray. Amen.
Bye, girls. Stay safe, stay in the Word, and know that we're praying for you and we love you too.
Yep.